This is Senator Al Simpson. Nancy Reagan is sure getting a bum rap in the pages of the Tattletale books. She deserves so much better. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, when we elected Ronald Reagan to the office of president, his wife Nancy was surely part of the deal. She has fulfilled her obligations and duties to her country and to her husband with great grace and distinction. It is so ironic to me to see two fine men who I have known bringing themselves down by these rather vengeful portrayals. In the case of Larry Speaks and Don Regan, some luster sure leaves their personalities as the bluster leaves their pens. A successful president involved in a successful marriage relies on his spouse for advice, counsel, wisdom, support, criticism, and love. Ron and Nancy Reagan have that. They are to be admired for their relationship, Ted, not condemned.
Al, for an astrological Virgo, you're surprisingly on the mark today. I hold no brief for the kiss-and-tell books, or hiss-and-smell, as they should be called. I have my disagreements with President Reagan, but I respect his success in restoring the power and prestige of the presidency. Not long ago, we used to hear about how the White House is too big a job for anyone, and that the country is ungovernable. Under President Reagan, you don't hear that talk anymore. Nancy Reagan deserves credit too, Al, for a lot of the important things she's done. Just say no may not be the whole answer to the serious problem of drug abuse, but it's more than any other public official has accomplished for the past 8 years. At the same time, Al, even you have to admit that consulting astrologers is a little Byzantine. It can't be all bad, though, if it helped the Reagans get rid of Don Regan. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on U.S. economic sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.